Hello and welcome to the Illinois Radio Reader. I'm Janelle Eckerman and today I'll be reading selections from the Pantograph for Friday, November 14, 2025. I'll begin from the front page and from the heading Eats of the Week. The title of the article is Lose Hot, Cool and Creative. Lincoln Treat Truck Loaded with Coffee, Sweets, Many Flavors. And it's written by Olivia Jacobs. Lincoln. While she originally set out to have a shaved ice business, Wendy Long of Lincoln now operates a mobile business offering all kinds of sweet treats with an eye to making customers happy. Long started Lou's Sugar Buzz in April of this year and now has a regular spot at the Lincoln food truck lot, A Taste of Lincoln. She offers dirty sodas, dirty energy drinks, as well as flavoured coffee, lemon shake-ups, and more. A dirty soda is a customised non-alcoholic beverage with a soda base mixed with flavoured syrups, creams, and sometimes fresh fruit. The name Lou's comes from Long's nickname coined by her friends, Wendy Lou, and it also was inspired by her granddaughter's middle name, Louise, and the girl's nickname, Emmy Lou. Long said she always wanted to have the business's name be similar to something like Lulu's or Lou's. I think, like a lot of things I do, I really do kind of like fancy toppings and stuff like that. Something that catches your eye so that you want to come back, you know, get kids excited. Actually makes a lot of adults excited too, Long said, noting each drink she serves comes topped with candy. Dirty sodas and coffee are the most popular items, but shaved ice and energy drinks peaked in the summer, she said, adding that may change with the seasons. The article is then continued onto page A3. Popular flavours currently include salted caramel, banana bread, and Cookie Monster. Coffee started to become popular because it always was requested by the local nursing home and her daughter who works there, Long said. For dirty sodas, Dr. Pepper is the most popular base with blueberry cheesecake flavouring and that happens to be Long's favourite too. Menus are rotated seasonally and can be modified to fit themes for events such as for Lincoln's Third Fridays. The fall menu features iced, frozen or hot coffees with flavours such as cinnamon roll, toasted pumpkin spice, brown sugar cinnamon, s'mores, coconut caramel, Cookie Monster and salted caramel. Energy drink flavours include Cider Mill, Graveyard Glow, Haunted Moon, Autumn Breeze, Glowing Skies, Pineapple Potion and Leaves Are Swirling. Soda flavours include caramel root beer, banana pudding, pumpkin coffee cake, goblin dew, pumpkin patch, cinnamon roll, candlelight cordial and autumn fizz. Lou's also offers lemon shake-up flavours in peach cobbler, caramel apple, black cherry, apple cider, Beetlejuice and poison apple. Other menu items include hot chocolate, slushies, apple cider, shaved ice, caramel apple sundaes, root beer floats, big pickles, soda, water and snowballs, which are ice cream with sweet cream sauce, shaved ice with choice of flavouring, whipped topping and candy. It's just fun because you're creating something and, well, you just never know. Most people just trust you and so you're kind of using your own artistic part and making something you think that they would enjoy. Nothing's usually the same unless it's actually on the menu, so it's just fun, she said. While there are various menu items to choose from, customers can request anything and customise their drinks however they want. Lou's has nearly 40 syrups to choose from, including many sugar-free options because Long herself is diabetic and wants kids and other people to have those options as well. The logo for Lou's is Let's Get Buzzed, with a picture of a bee, which represents positivity and happiness to Long. Since starting the business earlier this year, Long has appreciated the learning process and meeting new people and interacting with them. Long even has a group of girls that come all the way from Springfield to visit the truck and others who will message her saying they're a couple of minutes away and begging her to not close yet. I think that we always get to chit-chat and I think they like to do that, Long said of her customers. I mean, they seem to, and I do believe that everybody comes and they can create whatever they want. And to me, I don't think I've ever had a negative comment yet. So hopefully they enjoy all of the sweet treats, she added. I love the community, and so far, this community has really supported us big time. And at first, I was really afraid that it was too small of a place to do that, you know. But it's taken off. I enjoy the fact that they enjoy it. Lou's typically operates from 8 a.m. until noon for local deliveries and then will be at the Lincoln food truck lot from noon to 7 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, as well as some Mondays and Saturdays. Lou's is closed on Sundays. Any schedule changes or special events will be announced on the Lou's Sugar Bars LLC Facebook page. Long would consider a brick and mortar site in the future, but that comes with a lot of overhead and she would not want to give up the food truck. She said business would really have to be booming for it to be worth it. I hope that, like for one with this lot, the lot means a lot to us. It's a lot of hard work for sure you put into it, and I hope that a lot of people just like me can come out and try something that they might have dreamed of doing and couldn't do, and it's a way for them to do it and get started and boom. If you go, what? Lou's Sugar Buzz. Where? 603 North Kickapoo Street, Lincoln. Hours, 8 a.m. until noon for local deliveries, noon to 7 p.m. for walk-ups at the lot, Tuesday through Friday. Some Mondays and Saturdays, close Sunday, phone 217-737-0185, and the website is facebook.com/p/LouseSugarBuzzLLC. And from the front page, the next article is Education. White Horse Academy grows, moves. It's written by Olivia Jacobs. Bloomington. White Horse Academy, a classical Christian school, has moved from Normal to Bloomington for its second academic year, and school leaders are welcoming the community to tour their new space inside Second Presbyterian Church. The school was previously housed inside Heartland Church in Normal, but it has now taken over the education wing at Second Press at 404 North Prairie Street in downtown Bloomington. The partnership between White Horse and Second Pres has been positive, said Sarah Fletcher, who serves as lead teacher and head of the school. This article is then continued onto page A3. They've been very supportive of what we've been doing and really have invited us into their community, she said. And we're excited to stay. We'll be in talks with them soon about what that looks like to grow. White Horse will host an open house from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Saturday, November 15, for interested families with students in kindergarten through 7th grade. Fletcher and other White Horse teachers will be available to discuss curriculum and tour the new space. The education wing at Second Press includes three classrooms, a common area, shared indoor gym, and shared use of the church sanctuary. Fletcher said White Horse lost green space with this move, but at least there is a place for kids to play and let out some energy, and it's nice to be in a more central location. The White Horse Academy leadership toured the church last winter because they knew Heartland was only their temporary home, and they were looking for room to grow, Fletcher said. The school currently has 25 students enrolled in kindergarten through fourth grade, a 10-student jump from the first year. Next year, White Horse will expand up to seventh grade, adding a combined fourth and fifth grade classroom and a combined sixth and seventh grade. the expansion might include a third extra classroom too, to keep kindergarten students separate, but it all depends on enrolment and teachers, Fletcher added. Their overall goal is to expand up to 12th grade and raise faithful Christian cultural leaders. A lot of the goal of classical education is like, who are you attempting to raise up? And so a lot of having to do with the heart and character of the students that are coming in, Fletcher said. We talked a lot about what that vision looks like and are working on a portrait of a graduate. So what is 12th grader walking out of Whitehorse Academy? What kind of person are they? So even in kindergarten, how are we doing that? 5th grade, how are we doing that? We want students who love learning, love the Lord, that want to go out and make a difference and use their knowledge and their talents to pour into the other parts of the community, she continued. This year, Whitehorse added a Latin Stories program from the University of Dallas, in which students learn nursery rhymes, vocabulary, counting, and more. The curriculum also includes cursive writing and Singapore math, which is a program originally used in Singapore that focuses on mastering math concepts by building on complexity and depth. Two new teachers also joined the staff in the last year. Eric Birch, originally of Morton, and Leanne Hempen, originally from Pontiac. Birch teaches third and fourth grade, and Hempen teaches first and second. Hempen previously taught in the Olympia School District and has homeschooled her own children in the classical Christian style. I enjoy the environment of the whole Whitehorse Academy working together. Parents and teachers and students and the church. They work together beautifully, Hempen said. And it's just so nice to be able to talk to a parent about this need or that need, and you know that they're going to work with a student, and with that, the students come in very, very enthusiastic, and I just have to teach, and it's great, perfect. Birch has taught at a Christian classical school in Wheaton at the high school level, and he worked for the Flanagan Cornell School District in the music and theatre programs and as a bus driver. He also served as a youth pastor, worship pastor, truck driver and construction worker, as well as a personal caregiver. And his mum even gave him the nickname of Renaissance Man. Birch is currently teaching a seminar class twice a week for 5 high school students at Whitehorse, studying the Bible and the works of Homer, Virgil, Sophocles and St. Augustine. Fletcher said it's sort of a taste of what's to come as they continue to grow the school, and they've even had some adult interest in similar classes. I'm very appreciative of how well run the school is. We have a half-day schedule, so roughly 8 a.m. to 12:15 p.m., and so we can get a lot done in that time and just be very focused, especially on language arts and math, Birch said. I think having those two pillars really is what we do each day within additional subjects, like one per day. It kind of rotates at the end of the day. Yeah, I just like the enthusiasm of the kids and what we get to teach. It's been a joy. Fletcher said they wanted to host an open house because some members of the community aren't aware of the school and what makes it different. She, Birch and Hempen will be on site Saturday, available to chat with parents and show them around. Fletcher said she is interested in seeing what the community interest will be since they haven't hosted a community event since the move. We're being very open with what we're doing, she said. We're prioritising family time with a half day, giving back time to families, and we're attempting to raise virtuous graduates. Any parent is welcome to come and sit in the class and hear what we're doing. We're not trying to hide anything. We want them to be part of their child's learning and feel connected and engaged in that. Whitehorse aims to partner with parents in all aspects, not just saying it on paper, Fletcher said. Really trying to live it out in what we do. I'll now move on to page A2 in today's reading of the Panagraph. And in the first article, it's today's flicked fact. Question: True or false? Main Street is the dividing line between the East and West Streets in Bloomington, but once you pass into Normal, it's a park. Answer. That's true. Constitution Trail, officially considered a park and a former rail bed that cut down the middle of the town, is the dividing line between the East and West Streets in Normal, not Main Street, as in Bloomington. And in How Time Flies, 100 years ago today on November 14, 1925, winter has a tendency to damage the appearance of the Illinois hard roads. The great bands of concrete that stretch away across the rolling prairies lose their immaculate aspect with the coming of cold weather, especially at this season of the year when the fall rains churn the soil into a tarry mixture. The roads show a marked change in the surfacing. And 75 years ago, today, November 14, 1950, Rufus Radon is a new president of the McLean County Association of National and Fraternal Clubs and Lodges. John Gummerman is vice president, Charles Harting secretary, and Roller Bowling treasurer. The association now includes 10 fraternal groups in the McLean County. And 50 years ago today, on November 14, 1975, former Bloomington City Manager Richard Blodgett has temporarily given up his profession to invest in his hobby. Blodgett and his wife Mikhail and the William A. Browns have bought a ski lodge at Hideaway Park, Colorado. They plan to open the lodge December 20. And 25 years ago today, on November the 14th, 2000, Julie Ruby's 1965 double date with a young Al Gore Jr. was very forgettable, the Illinois State University officer-manager recounted in a story published a week after the presidential election. Although the future vice president was a gentleman, Ruby said at the time she thought, "The other guy was cuter and I wished I was with him." And as always, our commitment to accuracy at the Pantograph. We want you to tell us about issues regarding accuracy and fairness. Contact 309-820-3242 or ojacobs@pantograph.com. See past corrections at pantograph.com/corrections. And from the same page, A2, there are articles from local news. And the first is Pedestrian Killed in Veterans Parkway Crash. It was written by Caitlin Klepik, Bloomington. A man has been pronounced dead after police said he was struck by a car Wednesday evening while walking across Veterans Parkway. At approximately 7:10 p.m., the Bloomington Police and Fire Departments responded to the area, located between Oakland Avenue and Lincoln Street, for a report that a vehicle had hit a pedestrian, according to a joint news release issued Thursday by Bloomington Police and the McLean County Coroner's Office. Officers secured the crash site and began rendering aid to the person who had been hit. Bloomington fire paramedics arrived moments later and took over patient care. The pedestrian, an adult male, was taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced deceased. His identity is being withheld pending notification of next of kin, according to the release. An autopsy is pending. The driver remained on scene and has been cooperative with the investigation, Bloomington police said. No other serious injuries were reported. The McLean County Accident Reconstruction Team was dispatched to the crash, which remains under investigation by the reconstruction team, Bloomington Police, and the McLean County Coroner's Office. Anyone with information should contact Officer Jeff Linden at 309-820-8888 or jlinden@cityblm.org. And the next article is Fire in Bloomington Mobile Home Displaces Family. It's written by D. Jack Alkire, Bloomington. A Bloomington family was displaced Wednesday after a fire started in their mobile home's kitchen, but no one was injured. Fire crews were dispatched about 12:30 p.m. to 413 Parkland Drive for a reported fire in progress, and they arrived within 5 minutes, said Fire Captain Fred C. Friend, the department's public information officer, in a news release. The fire was quickly contained to the kitchen area of the residence. No occupants were home at the time of the incident, Friend said. A neighbour who reported the fire also informed responders that several pets were believed to be inside. Two dogs were rescued from the home with the help of a neighbour who was on scene when Bloomington firefighters arrived. Three cats and a bearded dragon also were rescued, and firefighters said all pets got out unharmed. More than 20 firefighters with two trucks, three fire engines and two ambulances, plus a battalion chief and support staff, responded to the fire, and by 1 p.m. crews had the blaze under control. The home sustained fire, smoke and water damage, but a damage estimate was not immediately available Wednesday. A woman and four children were displaced. The cause of the fire is under investigation, he said, and the homeowner is insured. The residents had working smoke alarms, which helped detect the fire early, Friends said. And the next article from page A2 is in Names and Faces. WZND named U.S. top college radio station. Normal. Illinois State University's student radio station WZND was nationally recognized as Radio Station of the Year by College Broadcasters, Inc. This marks the inaugural year for the award, which recognizes excellence in on-air content, station imaging, online presence, social media engagement, and community involvement. The station also earned recognition in four other categories in CBI's National Student Production Competition, which received hundreds of entries. The honours were announced Saturday, October 25, at the National Student Media Convention in Denver, Colorado. Colin Farrow, 25, of Kankakee, and Cheyenne Brown, 26, of Aurora, won first place in the Best PSA category for their voter registration public service announcement. The WZND production team won first place in the Best Station Imaging category for its CBI Station Imaging tape. Lauren Leisure, 25, of Kankakee, Colleen Holden, 26, of Ridgeview, Ben Huddy, 25, of Mount Greenwood, Nathan Chiak, 26, of McHenry, Ben Howe, 25, of Coal City, and Julian Voss, 25, of Shorewood, won third place in the Best Special Broadcast category for their 2024 election coverage. Ali Cooper, 26, of Batavia, won fourth place in the Best Newscast or Sportscast category for her Ali Cooper Newscast. The photo with this article is captioned, Directors of Illinois State University Student Radio Station, WZND, are shown, and the photo was provided by WZND, and congratulations to everybody. I'll now move on to page A5 in today's reading of the Pantograph, and it's in Community News, and the title is Red Cross Recognises Local Heroes, and it's written by Alison Petty. Normal. The Central Illinois chapter of the American Red Cross celebrated those who find ways to support others in times of great need during its 30th Evening of Stars event. The annual fundraiser held Wednesday at Illinois State University's Brown Ballroom featured a meet and greet and speech by Olympic skating champion Scott Hamilton. Before he spoke, Hamilton made an unscheduled appearance on stage as part of a surprise honour for Madeline Brooke, who retired this year after 55 years as a figure skating coach. For Madeline, skating has been more than a sport, said Ling Haruska, executive director of the American Red Cross of Central Illinois. It's an art and an opportunity to teach children how to express themselves in safe and supported environment. Also honoured during the event was volunteer Jeannie Searby, who began helping with blood drives in February during the 2020 pandemic. At age 100, she is a shining example of what it means to be a Red Cross volunteer and proves that it's never too late to give back, Ruska said. In a video segment played during the event, Sirbhai encouraged people to seize the opportunities they have to help others. "There's a lot of satisfaction in seeing people happy and being helped," she said. "And I think the more you help people, the more you really help yourself, because it enters your heart and you just feel good." The event also recognised Bloomington Normal YMCA staffers Lena Flitz, Jordan Mueller and Tim Reddy for their life-saving actions when resident Mark Forth suffered cardiac arrest at the facility in December. Also honoured was the Red Cross of Illinois' Animal Visitation Program, which sends trained volunteers and their certified therapy dogs to provide comfort and support after a disaster or tragic situation. I'll now include Bloomington's 5-day forecast from page B8, and today it'll be mostly sunny and warm. The wind will be from the south-southwest at 7 to 14 miles per hour, and the temperature 67 degrees, and tonight it'll be partly cloudy, breezy late, and the wind will be from the south-southwest at 8 to 16 miles per hour, and the temperature 56 degrees. Saturday, periods of sun, windy and warm. The wind will be from the west-southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. There'll be a high of 65 degrees and a low of 36 degrees. And on Sunday, it'll be sunny, breezy and cooler. And the wind will be from the northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. There'll be a high of 50 degrees and a low of 32 degrees. And on Monday, a few afternoon showers, and the wind will be from the east at 6 to 12 miles per hour, and there'll be a high of 53 degrees and a low of 39 degrees. And on Tuesday, there'll be sun and areas of low clouds, and the wind will be from the east-northeast at 8 to 16 miles per hour. There'll be a high of 48 degrees and a low of 37 degrees. And in Skywatch, sunrise will be at 6:41 a.m. today and sunset 4:39 p.m. Moonrise will be at 1:13 a.m. and moonset at 1:59 p.m. The new moon will be November 20, the first quarter November 28, full moon December 4, and the last quarter December 11. And in the regional outlook, it'll be mostly sunny and warm today. Expect 4 to 8 hours of sunshine with average relative humidity 80% and poor drying conditions. Partly cloudy tonight and breezy late. Average relative humidity 95%. Windy and warm tomorrow with clouds and sun. And expect 3 to 6 hours of sunshine. And in weather history, on November 14, 1995, Binghamton, New York received 14 inches of snow from a November snowstorm, which brought the total snowfall to 27.9 inches, a November record. I'll now take a short break and return with part two of today's reading of selections from the Pantograph for Friday, November 14, 2025, read by Janelle Eckerman. Please stay tuned.